Sheriff's officials say flooding around Madison, South Dakota has caused some residents to evacuate. Lake County Sheriff Tim Wahlberg urged people not to drive through Madison as crews were busy moving people from the flooded area. It has received 3 to 5 inches of rain in the latest storm. The South Dakota Highway Patrol says flooding closed a section of Interstate 90 near Mitchell. Meanwhile, residents and business owners in Sioux Falls are dealing with the aftermath of destructive tornadoes and straight-line winds. Crews work today to remove fallen trees and debris that have littered streets after 3 tornadoes touched down. More than 35% of Iowans are considered obese, according to a report by the nonprofit Trust for America's Health. This makes it 7th in the nation. Nadine Garcia is the executive vice president for the organization. She says in many places it's hard to find affordable, healthy food and safe places to exercise.
What we're advocating for is really to help promote making those healthy choices really the easy choice by ensuring that those conditions exist in neighborhoods and communities.
Obesity is linked to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and cancer. And Iowa's elected conservationists want to stop farmers from planting into stream banks. The state's Soil and Water Conservation District commissioners have approved a proposal to mandate 30-foot buffers along waterways. Laura Krause is a farmer and member of the Linn County District. She says the practice of row cropping up to the edges of streams and rivers is jeopardizing water quality in the state.
So the water running through that stream is for everybody. And so I think we as citizens have a right to say, no, you can't pollute this water in that way.
Stream buffers can help slow the spread of sediment, phosphorus, and pesticides into waterways. The commissioners plan to lobby lawmakers next session to take up a bill mandating the practice. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.